But I mean, like, the way you just the way you describe your characters and locations and on your profiles, just, I don't know, it just seems so simple stuff. But, you know, it just seems too interesting. Like, you know how to take concepts and make them all cool and stuff. Maybe it's the emoticons, I don't know.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's, I try to make my characters quite culturally significant. Because, you've got your goth and emo furries. There's a lot of them, but there's not a lot of like chavs and gangsters. So I don't want to sound too big headed, but I feel like I'm filling a niche, which like needs to be filled.
We need more stories about chavs. Like over here, we've learned about gangster stuff because, you know, it's America, but with British, it's like a totally different kind of gangsta, which I feel like is more appealing than the stuff over here. Like, you guys have a bunch of creative sounds, and your aesthetic is grungy cityscapes. What piqued your love for that?
Well, obviously I come from London, so that's just... It's like, I just soak up everything around me, really. Like, I can be sitting on a London bus, just listening to music and looking outside at the cityscapes, and it just gets me, like, really inspired, so... I kind of take advantage of my surroundings.
Like, real talk, I love the way you draw your rectangles and buildings and grungy detail. It's just, why is it that the dirty stuff is good? It feels good, you know?
Pretty much. I agree. I have a sort of soft spot for ugly buildings, particularly brutalist architecture.
Yeah.
Sort of like a little thing that I'm into. So, yeah.